Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now today's first story comes from ThrowawayChef162 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit and says, would I be the arsehole for telling my husband I'm not in love with him anymore after I had a brain injury? Long story short, I was in a car accident. The other driver did a hit and run. Sentencing is taking a lot longer than I expected, but my lawyer said he's probably going to have a lot of community service. I ended up needing physical therapy. I had a brain injury and my neuro said that I would have some challenges. I am in PT. One of the things they said I would face is differences in mood and behavior. I haven't been moodier. In fact, my friends and family say I'm basically the same as before, but a little slow to get things. But the thing is, I don't love my husband anymore. He feels like a stranger to me. It's not like I'm amnesiac, but I don't feel connected to the memories I have with him. I don't know why I loved him so much. Yes, he's attractive, but he's boring and expects me to worship him. He's also obnoxious and self-obsessed. I feel like I was the one dragging the relationship in the past. I felt like past me was way more in love with him than he was with me. And objectively, I don't know why I should care about him. I don't want to go on dates with him or hang around or do whatever I used to do with him. I've told him I feel a bit disconnected with my memories and past emotions, but I haven't told him that I don't love him anymore. I've talked about it with a psychiatrist and she says this wasn't uncommon among patients. I told my friend and she insisted I should tell him how I feel honestly. Honestly, I may not like my husband, but I feel like that would be cruel. Would I be the arsehole for telling my husband I don't love him after my TBI? And TBI stands for traumatic brain injury. Wow, that is just such a difficult situation to navigate, really. Now, my first thoughts on this, and like, I haven't got a clue. I'm not a neurologist. I don't know anything about this, but is this like a permanent thing or could this possibly be a temporary thing? In all honesty, I don't think you're the arsehole for sharing how you're feeling currently. I think how you go about it may change that. But I think talking to professionals about it, you know, talking about the medical side and, you know, maybe getting your feelings on paper may help things out as well. So I imagine your husband is feeling just as confused and worried and... But let's check out to see what some of the comments say. Peter Friend says, not the arsehole. However, I'd heavily advise to... phrase this exactly how it is. Brain damage. I'm having trouble connecting to our intimacy. I don't feel it like I know I should. Opie says, I phrased it like, I feel like my memories aren't connected with me. It's like I'm remembering a movie I watched. Edgy replies that saying, I also have a brain injury. Sometimes my brain will replace real memories with dreams. Sometimes I remember something that never was. I'd fight to the death to prove something and be totally wrong. I feel and understand your pain here. They still have very little real information on the totality of the effects of a brain injury, but I would venture to bet those feelings aren't coming back because mine never did. I go by middle name now because I feel so much of a different person than before. But my advice to you is to just be honest by default, but go easy. He will never ever understand because nothing changed for him, but everything has changed for you. P.S. I'm sure you have changed, but your family is just trying to be nice, and both of those things are okay. You are different now. Do not try to fit in your old skin. If this is recent and you want to talk, hit me up. Been living in dreamland for a decade now. And Situationship replies to that saying, this happened to my husband, also a car accident. For the next 6 to 8 months, he didn't just not love me, he actively disliked me. He would sit next to me and say how horrible I was and how much he didn't like being married. I don't know how it works in the brain, but these feelings just wore off over time the longer he recovered. When we started marriage counseling a couple of years later, he didn't remember the first 6 months after his accident at all. I believe him. Doctor confirmed it's possible. All of this to say you are not the arsehole, and it's not your fault if your feelings change. These also may have been latent feelings from before, and not due to the accident. But if it's only been a few months, maybe wait a little longer, just in case. But do whatever is best for your recovery. Polygon Man says you should talk to your doctor and psychiatrist about the chance that this changes. Perhaps with this new perspective, you wouldn't want to be with him even if your feelings did change back to how they were, but perhaps you'd want to work things out. If you know it's unlikely this will spontaneously change back, then I think telling him and moving towards divorce is the best decision for sure. OP says the psychiatrist said that it could come back naturally or it could not. Brain injuries are unpredictable. I've been trying to build intimacy with my husband, but I don't like who he is as a person, and I wonder how I fell in love with him. Lengthiness Wonderful says that's a tough position. I personally would, because I've promised to be completely transparent with my husband no matter how much it may hurt, but this may be an unpopular opinion. Before talking with him though, I'd confide in a close friend who knows you and your partner well. See if they viewed it similarly or if this is just a perspective change. When you talk to him, I would let him know exactly what you said, how you don't feel connected to your memories with him, and how you feel of the memories looking back at them. His response may help you form new memories of and with him. That would bring to light how he viewed those memories. That might help you connect, or it may give you the clarity that this is how it's been. Either way, I think it's best for him to know. Opie says, I've told it to a close friend. She was the one that urged me to tell him everything honestly. However, I get the feeling that she doesn't really like my partner, so I might be doing something wrong. Even if I don't love him, I feel bad for hurting his feelings. And it was surprising the amount of comments who've been through a very, very similar experience. And of course, there was a lot of comments saying, you know, don't come to Reddit for this sort of advice, just talk to the professionals. And, you know, I think that is the best advice in this situation, right? But OP did update their post and said, I talked with my husband. I don't want to hurt his feelings and I wanted to fall back in love with him. I sat him down and told him that I felt disconnected from my own emotions and past with him. That my memories with him, like I was reliving a movie, not my own life. He guessed that I wasn't in love with him and he sobbed and begged me not to leave him. It was heartbreaking, and I reassured him that I wasn't going anywhere. I wanted to build up my emotions again and reconnect with my past memories about him. So we decided I would go back to the doctors to figure out how I can do that, and in the meantime we would go on dates where he was trying to win me over again. Some have asked me what kind of behaviors I didn't like. When I was in the hospital, he would always crawl into bed and cram me into a corner. At our date, he talked through the entire movie and had his flash on when he was taking pictures of me. I didn't ask him to take pictures. He just likes taking ugly pictures of me. He complains a lot. When we're at the restaurant, he kept complaining about the food he ordered to the waiter. He pokes me a lot. He also whines, and he made me eat dessert even if I don't want to, and he never stops talking. But I focused on the bigger things. He's very attentive and affectionate towards me. He likes to buy me little gifts that he makes me try, and he was at my side the entire time, even if he did get kicked out by the nurses for annoying them. I know I can rely on him to be there for me, which is the most important thing. At the end of the date, we actually slept together for the first time since my accident, which was less than a year ago. But it had been a couple of months since I was cleared to have sex. We hadn't really been romantic and intimate, so it really did feel like I was with an annoying best friend, but I wanted to fall back in love with him. We used to be frequently intimate before my accident. This entire paragraph is very embarrassing to write, so please skip it if you are like me and easily embarrassed by public displays of affection. He's actually incredible. I swear I fell back in love with him for a few seconds. Honestly, I'm much more inclined to ignore all of his annoying habits or even find them cute. We slept together in the morning too, and the second day of dating went a lot better. I'm not fully in love with him yet, and I want to reforge the deeper connection because I know I loved him for a lot more, and I do not want my affection for him resting solely on one thing. I started a journal of all the things I like and love about him. Hopefully it gets filled soon. Edit to answer a few questions I got. Yes, it was a movie theater. The other moviegoers were not happy. This isn't new behavior. He always talked a lot and was in my personal space even before my accident. When I was recovering, the nurses kicked him out for annoying them, but they let him back in after a bit. And the top comments on that update said, Brief Association said, he might be annoying, but man, he's one hell of a trooper. That man sure loves you. I'm glad you're trying. Hope you guys can get the old spark back fully. Keep being very open and honest. Communicate all of your feelings. It can't hurt, and it will likely help for him to know everything. Best of luck to you both. I hope to see an even better update in the future. Waffle says, Here's the thing. Everything you mention about him that really bothers you is all stuff that you'd never notice during the dating and courtship phase. And they're all things people sort of hide during those early days. The part where you're getting to know each other and all that happens when you're falling in love. These things you don't like. They're all part of the man that you love. But you forgot them all and are experiencing them fresh as if they are new. And you no longer have the larger context that they're small parts of the man you love. He isn't even aware they're so apparent to you, probably. In the early parts, we're all on our best behavior and somewhat nervous and guarded, but he's not at all, and why should he be? To him, you're his wife, who he loves and nearly lost. He's just happy to have you, probably thrilled and more in love with you than ever. You're seeing all these imperfections in him that are real and maybe never really bothered you before. Because he's so comfortable around you that he's just himself, because he loves you. Give him a really good, solid chance because it sounds like he's earned it, and it sounds like he sure loves you. Unlucky Luck says, your first paragraph was exactly what I was thinking as well. Those annoying little things he does are signs that for him, they've been married for a while, but for her, she restarted in the middle of the marriage. And those comments, I certainly felt a little bit like that during that update, but all I can really do is wish you all the best going forward. And like the commenters said, be open and communicate your feelings, because you may as well at this point. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And our next story comes from ApprehensiveTie7252 from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit, and says, Am I the arsehole here for not wanting to have sex after my wife turned it into a reward slash punishment system? I think my wife is experiencing a phenomena called the 7-year itch right now. We are married to each other for 7 years now and did not have any serious problems before. Around the end of 2023, she started offering sex for small gestures such as gifts and doing chores. For the last 7 years, and since I've been an independent adult, I make sure to handle my share of chores. She offered mind-blowing sex for me doing her part of chores, which I enjoyed first. Then it turned into gifts and gestures. Mind you, these had all been present in our relationship for the last 7 years. Nothing out of the ordinary. That change happened literally overnight. Great sex life, both take care of other parties' needs by communicating clearly and respecting their wishes. Even though it was good at first, it turned into a form of reward and punishment later on. You did not do X, no sex for you. Or good, you did this and we can have sex. I asked her what is the deal with this. She did not do it before. She said she gets turned on and feels emotionally connected when I put extra effort into the relationship. I just rolled my eyes at that. What did even change overnight for it to happen? I should have asked it back then. It's been a few months since this started, and I could not take it anymore. I started refusing her advances because it's such a turnoff for me. Yesterday she came to me and said, "You did the chores, I think you deserve a reward." I told her, "I do not know where you have seen this, but it's getting out of hand. I am not Pavlov's dog that you're giving treat or punishment to. Communicate with me if there is something wrong, but this change you had overnight is ridiculous. You expect me to beg for it and obey you in every case. You're making me feel like I have not contributed anything to chores or did not show you any gestures before that. Just tell me what is happening, because if we're going to change every good aspect of our relationship because you saw it somewhere else, the relationship will die out faster than a candlestick." She stormed out crying and slept on the couch. I'm getting the cold shoulder now. Did my wife turn into an 8-year-old child or what? What is this sudden change, and am I the asshole for not wanting to have sex with her and calling out her behavior? I would appreciate advice, especially from women. Is it bad that my first thought that came out of this is TikTok? You know, it's probably completely wrong. I remember there was a trend a year or so ago, and it made it into like all various newspapers and stuff about, you know, this daddy sticker chart thing. And my thoughts on that was, especially if it's just sort of like happened overnight, like it feels like she's picked up this advice from somewhere and just ran with it. But it's quite simple in this, in that sex is not transactional. But software any says, "You are not a dog, you're a person. This is manipulative, and while you probably should have said something at first, not the arsehole." Apprehensive Ty replies, saying at first it was pleasant. Having good sex after some small gestures was good. It added a new dynamic to our relationship. It was good until it turned into a reward slash punishment system and happened all the time. Bar Obligation quotes that and says, "I think this is key. Seems like your entire sex life has started to hinge on this system, not just part of it. Doing something transactional like that once in a while could be fun, diverting, exciting, just another way to add some spice. But that's the thing about spice, it shouldn't be the only thing you taste." Nice. "Your wife has unwisely turned your entire sexual dynamic into something transactional, which at best is going to make you constantly feel like you have to earn intimacy with your wife, and that will get boring and frustrating. It seems it already has, and at worst, it has a strong ick factor. Like sometimes my wife gets turned on when I attack that gigantic pile of dishes we've both left for too long. I think people generally like feeling cared for, feeling like someone else cares for the home they share, and it's attractive. I know I feel very attracted to my wife when she cooks a favorite meal. People get warm feelings from that kind of expression of love and care, which can turn into sexual excitement. And that's all fine. But your wife has taken that and turned it into something else, something less warm. I think you need to sit down with her and calmly, gently explain what's in your mind and why this dynamic needs to change." I think that comment raised some very good points at the same time as well. The Purple Goat says, "Reminds me of this thing I saw on FML several years ago. Today, my wife made me a sex rewards chart where I got points by doing chores and such, and 50 points gets me some action. She refuses to even look at me if I haven't earned the points, and is contemplating sleeping alone in the guest room until I earn more points. Don't let your relationship turn into that." Yeah, and if you just Google like daddy reward charts, you can see them in the images straight away, like cleaning up baby puke several times gets him something. One more comment from High on Catnip Brownie says, great name, "Is she talking to a friend who's giving her weird advice? Because it is not far off to say that women are told to praise and appreciate their partner, to try and get them to do something they want. For example, if I want my boyfriend to do the dishes, I might gush about how wonderful he is when he does the dishes. So in theory, he does it more, so I keep telling him he's great. But what you're absolutely not supposed to do ever is say, 'Good boy, his sex,' or 'Bad boyfriend, no nookie for you.' This is dog training. So I wonder if she is badly applying some terrible advice, and if she is, what is she trying to get you to do? Like, what problem is she trying to solve by doing this? You need to have a long convo with her when she's not in the 'she giveth and she taketh away' mindset." So OP comes in with her update and says, "I was planning to talk to my wife today, but surprisingly she came to talk to me in the early morning during breakfast. She apologized and told me the things I made her understand, she hurt me, and she felt terrible for that. She told me she took it too far without reading my reactions. I also apologized for telling her off like that and losing control of my emotions. We had a great discussion about what happened, why it happened, and our marriage in general. I asked her if she thought my gestures were not enough, and she thought share of chores were unfair. She said it's not like that and there is no problem with share of chores nor my gestures. She's been feeling less confident and adding a new dynamic to our relationship by making me try more, made her feel better, just like before we were married. Also, she told me having less to do allowed her to completely focus on me and turned her on more. She also stated that she was feeling shy initiating due to her confidence and this dynamic helped her to initiate. I asked if she was happy with our sex life and me. She said she is more than happy and reward slash punishment thing has nothing to do with it. My final question was if she had this kind of kink. She said maybe. She felt good playing like that but accepted turning the whole sex life into this was terrible of her. I agreed while it was good in the beginning. Turning the whole sex life into a reward and punishment system and doing it all the time became a problem. I told her I'm okay with that kind of play or any kind of play as long as it's communicated. I'm a freak, so no problem from my side. Cheeky. We had more talk about private things, but in the end communicated our thoughts and feelings to each other clearly. In the end, she told me maybe I should reward her for being a good girl this time, and this awakens something sleeping in me. Oh dear, I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to wait for the night. Finally, there were some people demonizing my wife and telling me to divorce or find an affair right away. On the other hand, some declared me as a deadbeat husband abusing my wife by making her mummy me, even though I clearly stated it's not like that in the post. Why people love assuming things with zero information like that to make one party guilty? Chill. The problem is solved, and I would say with that challenge, our love and sex life will level up from the looks of it. Thank you for all the suggestions and help. Cheers. It feels kind of weird saying what a wholesome story after two people just discovered their kinks. I'm just kidding, but in reality, I'm so glad that they did communicate this out. They did talk it through and they didn't take some of Reddit's advice there. There's always some comments that always go too far, isn't there? But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. As always, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much for being involved. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.